Blog Talk Radio.
Queen. Got a good show for y'all today. Last time I was on the show, I've been away for a minute. Had some little stuff going on. We got a sick and situated right now. Had Darren Henson, y'all. Y'all remember Darren Henson? He was on the show. Then I had Omar Gooden. Hey, got some new people that's coming aboard. Still got your Brian McKnight. But today, it's going to be dedicated to 2019. Houston mayor candidate. Got Tony Busby rolling up in here, chopping it up, talking about what he's going to do in the H town. So y'all definitely got to check out his interview. He's very positive, has a lot of energy. He's a business owner and attorney, positive for leadership. So you know what? I'm rocking Tony Busby, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all vote. And then once he's elected, I think I'm going to be co-mayor. Y'all think I can run for co-mayor? Hit me up, y'all. You want to be a part of the show? You want to ask some questions, anything, hit me up, 347-215-6288, and y'all can definitely chop it up. But now, you know I like a little dirt and a little gossip. Y'all know how I do it. Got my girl rolling with me today. Got MJ chopping it up a little bit. What's up, MJ?
What is going on?
I am running for co-mayor. Are you going to vote for me?
Yes, I will.
You don't think? Okay. Yay. We're starting a rumor. Girl, let me tell you, I watched a little bit, just a smidget of Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Now, boom. Hey, I did not see it coming when Monique knocked on the door. I am so shocked. Okay, so
yes,
what's
ma'am.
Going on there?
Her, I don't know. All I know is they have been a little item. Well, yeah, because she was just with the DJ.
Right,
and
so they
now
broke up.
She's with Yep. Now she's with
Scrappy Dillion. She bounces back and forth from women relationships, and she goes back to men, and she just needs to go and get back with Lil Fizz. That's what I think, because he's kind of going through something.
I don't know. He's something else.
He is, and he ain't made no music since, so, you know, he better come. Fizz, if you can hear my
voice.
Well,
they on tour.
Let's do a duo.
They're on tour. Yeah. I forgot what's the name of the Millennium Tour. That's what it's called, yeah. So, yeah, no, they're on tour.
They need to... Oh, it needs to be called the Back in Motion Tour. But, all right. Well, today on my show, I am rocking with Houston mayor candidate Tony Busby. How you feeling about Tony Busby? What you think? We need a new change in the H-Town?
Yes, we do. We need new changes, new ideals.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
So, I just want to hear what you got to say and
that's
make
right.
my mind up on that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And then, again, don't forget, so when he makes mayor, I will start my campaign as the co-mayor of Houston. So don't forget.
All right.
Now, be my campaign manager if you want to. You know.
Okay.
Then I may run for president.
Hey, why not?
You know, I got goals.
Hey, the sky's
all right,
the limit.
DJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to be a little messy. We got to throw a little dirt and gossip in there. Going to give you a blast from the past. And as soon as I get back, going to have Mayor Busby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Got our candidate on the line. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here. Hit Open Talk 2.
All right. Got a blast from the past.
There we go.
I got it.
There we go.
All right, Mr. Busby, your 2019 mayor candidate for Houston, Texas. I'm ecstatic to have you on the phone. What's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing great. I love your
Oh, my God, I love yours. Your energy is so out there, I tell you. So, you know what? I know you've been answering all these stuff, your questions. I just want to know, my listeners want to know, what made you run for mayor of Houston? What's going to be your overall improvement, and what's going to be your first order of business once you are elected?
so much that I want to do. It's hard to, but we got to stay within budget, of course.
Right.
So the first thing I got to do is put everything on the table and say, look, we're going to have to save money so we can address these really, really core issues that we all face, including crime, flooding. We got to pay the firefighters. We got to do something about these streets that are just shaking up our insides.
Right.
You know, my children are almost grown, and I'm coming off the Board of Regents of Texas A&M System.
Okay.
And so this is my next project, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, when you are elected, do you plan on involving the communities on, I guess, the decision-making process?
Absolutely. We're going to be, you know, people talk about transparency, but we're really going to be transparent. Every dollar that's spent, the citizens and residents are going to know how we spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision we make, we're going to go out into the community and make sure that we get input, because I can't be a good mayor unless I know what's going on in the communities. And you know that this city is 660 square miles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's community and neighborhood after neighborhood, and each neighborhood has its own issues and concerns. So that's one thing I'm pretty good about is trying to go out and listen and make sure that I understand. I'm a problem solver.
I can't solve problems
like I know about them. So I absolutely believe in transparency and inclusion. That means everybody needs to have a seat at the table, and everybody needs to know why we're doing something so we can make sure we do things better.
Okay, absolutely. So let me ask you, in your experience, what's the key of developing a good team?
First off, you want to make sure your team looks like the community we're trying to lead.
Okay.
Second off, you want to make sure that you have people from all walks of life and who are also have different experience levels.
Okay.
You know, somebody who's just starting out, going to college, or just coming out of college has, you know, different concerns and different ideas than maybe somebody who's near retirement. Or somebody that lives in the third ward may have different concerns than someone who lives in uptown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you have a good cross-section of not only, you know, the great diversity that we all enjoy here, but also just different socioeconomic levels, also different experience.
Okay.
I think that a guy like me probably can encourage more young people to be involved, and also more people who'd be willing to devote their time.
Absolutely.
Without the committee needing to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always found that that people want to do good. At heart, most people are good, and they want to be involved in something positive.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure that I encourage people to get involved and to help us make this city better.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, what is your stance on Houston being a sanctuary city?
I don't think Houston is a sanctuary city. You know,
okay.
The people argue about what the meaning of that term is. You know, some mm-hmm. people think it means that if the police do not inquire of your documentation status, you know, when they see somebody on the street, oh my goodness, we're a sanctuary city. I don't think that's the definition.
Okay.
I think that by law, by state law, if somebody is taken into custody and they are on the ICE hold list, law requires that the police submit those names. And I think as long as they're doing that, I don't consider us to be a sanctuary city.
Gotcha. All right. Well, lastly, because I know your schedule is tight, I just want to know, because you are, I'm kind of like you, but I want to know, where did you get all that energy?
I don't know, but we bottled up your energy and bottled up my energy to get rich.
You are so energy, and I just, you know, I really honestly want to say, please keep that energy, because, and I don't want to slap anybody on the hand, but I've tried to get interviews from some of the, I would say, our current mayor, and I have not. So You know, just keep this energy alive. I love you. I can't wait till you are elected. I will be at the campaign rally.
We're innovative, dynamic, diverse. So we should be excited, enthusiastic.
We are. We absolutely are.
Go and make this city better.
That's right. Let's make this change. And again, I thank you for taking the time to interview with me on the show today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
All right, all right. Again, y'all, that was mayor candidate right here from the H-Town. That is Tony Busby. Love, 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 love his energy. He is very, very energetic. So y'all definitely make sure y'all go out and vote. You want to help make the change in Houston. There's just something on the table. Let's just challenge him. He says he's going to make things right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Go and vote for him. And then don't forget, I actually started my campaign. You know what? Y'all just check out my blog and check it out and see when I'm going to start my campaign. Got my MJ. She's going to be my campaign manager. Don't know anything about running. So I'm definitely going to run. Going to do something. I don't know. But anyway, you want to be on the show? You got a story to share. You got a story to tell. Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can definitely get that happening. Check out my other outlet, KPFC Houston, the AD2 channel. Got Spreaker, TuneIn, Slack Radio, several different outlets. You can go back to the blog talk and check out the interview. Hey, I'm always there. Again, Tuesday, giving it to y'all today. We'll be back next Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe Thursday. May give y'all a hot popping Friday, but definitely going to have Ron McKnight rolling up in here talking about his new music, things that he has doing. And y'all, got Snoop Dogg Dowd going to be calling in, doing that interview. He's doing his road tour right now. A lot of comedic tours we got going on. So, hey, y'all have a happy and a blessed Tuesday. I'm going to leave y'all with some old school jams. And I'm up out of this camp.
Oh. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.